Telecom in the USA is at a crossroads, grappling with national security and the race for technological supremacy. The question is, can the industry secure its networks without stifling innovation?
First up, the FCC's new rule is a game changer. As of January 29, 2026, all FCC license holders must now disclose if they're under foreign adversary control, specifically targeting influence from countries like China and Russia. This includes any foreign ownership above 10%.
This move redirects the flow of money and power within telecom. Companies previously open to foreign investments now face a dilemma: adapt to tighter regulations or risk losing their licenses. This could shift bargaining power towards domestic investors and entities less reliant on foreign capital.
Exactly. And the implications are vast. For instance, telecom giants might rethink their investment strategies, potentially cooling off foreign investments. This rule doesn't just add a layer of bureaucracy. It's reshaping who gets to play in the telecom sandbox.
Then there's low-dos space, stepping into the satellite broadband arena with FCC approval to deploy over 4,000 satellites. Led by industry veterans Milo Medin and Rama Akella, low-dos space isn't just another player. It's a direct challenge to Starlink's dominance, aiming to provide multi-gigabit connectivity with an emphasis on security against jamming and electronic warfare.
This is where the competitive landscape gets interesting. Low-dos space's entry not only heats up the race for satellite broadband, but also aligns with the FCC's security concerns. It's a double-edged sword, increasing competition while also raising the bar for network resilience.
And let's not overlook the broader implications. With the FCC tightening the reins on foreign influence and new entrants like low-dos space shaking up the market, we're witnessing a pivotal shift. The focus on security is becoming as crucial as the race for connectivity itself.
That's right, Alex. As we move forward, watch how these regulatory changes and market dynamics influence the telecom sector's approach to security and foreign partnerships. The big thing to watch is whether these shifts will foster innovation or if the increased scrutiny and competition will lead to a more cautious investment landscape.
It's a delicate balance, securing the nation's telecom infrastructure while nurturing an environment ripe for innovation. The outcome of this balancing act will shape the future of telecom in the USA.
And with that, we wrap up this week's episode. Stay tuned as we continue to unravel the evolving telecom landscape.